a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number's 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992. When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everyone tuning in over the weekend. So here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to text me, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103. I've got the text message line open. I read the text messages all through the program. And in fact, I would just make this point that if you're listening, if your affiliate carries the program at a different time or doesn't carry it live and carries it later in the day or tomorrow, whatever it might be, you can still send me a text message anytime you're listening to the program on the podcast or even time shifted, because I keep the text message line open all the time. I read them all the time, and I'm constantly using that as feedback. Sometimes you guys send me great topics, compliments, complaints, whatever it is. Feel free to text me anytime at 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. And then the second rule of engagement is pretty easy. You want to follow me on social media? You want to download the podcast, you want to see the stories that we talk about during the week on the weekday program, any of those, you simply go to this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, let me talk about the podcast for a minute, because I've got a friend, old man struggles with technology, which I get blamed for all the time. If you want to download the podcast for the weekend program, you can still go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You can subscribe to the podcasts on that page. And I use podcast plural because you can subscribe to both the weekday podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, which will feed you all of the weekend programs also. So you get all 3 hours of the weekend program by simply going to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, click on podcasts over on the side, and you'll see The Situation with Michael Brown. I forget what it says, The Situation with Michael Brown, or just says Michael Brown. Whatever it says, you're looking for Michael Brown. And for that podcast, you subscribe to it, and you get all 3 hours of the weekend program also. And quite frankly, that way you get all of the weekday programs, which are, in my opinion, just as fun and interesting as what we do on the weekend, too. So those are the rules of engagement for the program. I don't know why, but this drives me nuts. Why, and particularly because it's a Republican. Now, I know that I am conservative / libertarian. If someone said, okay, what's your politics? I would say that I am predominantly, like 99.9%. What was the old commercial? There was some Dove soap commercial. 99.9% pure. Well, that's me. I am 99.9% conservative / libertarian. So that's my point of view. That's my POV. So this drives me nuts when Republicans do things that I think are an anathema, a contradiction, the opposite of what conservative / libertarian should believe, which is basically limited government, predominantly, you know, individual freedom and individual liberty. Well, Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican senator from Missouri, introduced a bill this past week to ban children under 16 years of age from using social media. Now, I know many of you might be thinking, well, you know, Michael, come on, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube, they all cater to kids, and they feed kids, you know, all of these viral things. And then we have studies that show that, you know, kids on particularly, you know, young girls on Instagram were getting depressed and anxiety because they didn't meet the standards of the photos that they were seeing on Instagram. And, oh, my gosh, it's horrible. We got to run for the skies. Settle down. Settle down. Let me put it this way. Why don't we ban social media from people under the age of 25? Why don't we do it under the age of 28? Why don't we do it under the age of 30? I know. Why don't we just ban social media altogether? Social media sucks. Social media oftentimes is just a wasteland. So social media sometimes is the rabbit hole that we all start going down. I shouldn't say we all, but sometimes I do. Start going down the rabbit hole of social media, and I soon find myself having spent an hour on Twitter. Or I find myself, you know, spending 30 minutes. You want to follow me on Instagram? Go to at Michael D. Brown on Instagram. Follow me over there, by the way. And you'll find that I don't post a lot on Instagram, but what I try to post are things that I actually think people are going to find interesting. Or it's an expression of my ability or my attempt at being artistic. The point I'm trying to make is absurd, right? We ban social media? And who chose the age of 16? I thought 18 was the age that we reached maturation. The age of 18 where we can go off to war and fight, where we can vote, where we can do all these things. Well, but science tells us that the brain doesn't, you know, fully develop until what, the age of 25 or 28? And for some of us, it hasn't fully developed yet. Some of us are still a bunch of immature goobers that are just, you know, trying to go through life and be a smartass all the time. This stuff drives me nuts. And it drives me nuts, why? Because it is an attempt for government. First of all, I think Josh Hawley, just with all due respect to Josh Hawley, and quite frankly, for those of you who voted for him in Missouri, I think it's just an attempt of him trying to get media attention, number one. So he is doing the very thing that people on social media try to do, which is get attention. So, Senator Hawley, shut up and sit down. Because 16 is an arbitrary number, number one. If you're going to do it at 16, why not 18? You know, I'll go through that whole scenario again. Why not this age, that age, whatever age? The point is, wait a minute. Where are the effing parents in this thing? I thought parents, you don't check what's on your kid's phone? You don't check how often your kid's doing something? You don't check and monitor your kid's social media use? Well, Michael, it's hard to do, and I want to be my kid's friend. Well, it sucks to be you. In fact, you know what? You suck at being a parent. Your job is not to be your child's friend. Your job is to raise that child, is to put guardrails up for that child, so when that child finally goes off on his or her own, she is a productive member of society and not some nut job. Now, sometimes you put guardrails up and they still become nut jobs. And I know that sometimes you don't put any guardrails up, and they actually turn out to be a productive member of society. It's a crapshoot oftentimes. But why? Why do we decide that it's a good idea for government to decide when a kid should or should not be on social media? Why don't we have the government decide, and I have to be careful here because there'll be a lot of progressive Democrats, a lot of Marxists that, you know, are in society that actually believe this stuff. You know, in Colorado, we have we had a referendum that the governor here was pushing, and he was pushing for early childhood education. I'm not an opponent of early childhood education. Our kids went to kindergarten. I think our kids did a little bit of preschool, but not a lot. I know my granddaughter's done some preschool, Montessori preschool. But I really think that the push for preschool, free preschool in Colorado, was not about educating kids. It was about propagandizing kids. It was about how, you know, as soon as we can, the sooner we can get kids in government schools, the more opportunity we have to propagandize them, to inculcate them with what the teacher unions believe, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, maybe the parents teaching their kids a few things. This stuff just, this stuff drives me batty. The legislation that Hawley introduced, making age verification technology, God, you know, here's what politicians do. And it drives me crazy. They always want their acts, their legislation that they introduce, to have a really cool acronym. You know what an acronym is, right? If you don't, go look it up. That's what my parents always used to say. What does that word, hey, Dad, what does that word mean? Go look it up. So if you don't know what an acronym is, A-C-R-O-N-Y-M, acronym. Go look it up.
I found this on the web for Hey Chronom Acromen. Go look it up. Check it out.
Legislation to have a really cool acronym. You want acronym Josh Hawley has come up for his piece of legislation? The Mature Act. What does that stand for? Making age verification technology uniform, robust, and effective. Well, aren't you cool, la-di-da. The act would require social media companies. So it puts an additional burden on a private company to not allow a person to make an account unless the platform verifies that the user is at least 16 years old. How many times have I gone to, let's say, a winery website, a really nice winery in the Russian River Valley. And before I can enter, I have to verify that I'm over the age of 21. How do I do that? Well, I click on, yes, I'm over the age of 21. Now, if I'm under the age of 21, and I click, yes, I'm over the age of 21, does my laptop blow up? Does a hand come out and grab me by the throat and choke me? No, it just lets me in. So I would challenge Senator Hawley to tell me how he's going to have private companies verify that a user is at least 16 years old. And even if he comes up with some sort of mechanism, what is to prevent somebody else from using their student ID? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you've got a driver's license at 16, but good grief. What are you going to do? And how are you going to verify a fake driver's license from a real driver's license? This is nothing more than truly kind of out there pretending like you're doing something meaningful, when in fact you're not. One article at The Hill says, users who want to create accounts would need to provide blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell you what blah, blah, blah is in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Hero 2020 and their products. I've told you before that I am a concealed carry firearm permit holder, and I conceal carry everywhere I go. Not because I want to shoot people, but because I want to be able to defend myself, my family, my property in that rare case if something were to happen. But a lot of people don't want to conceal carry. They don't want to deal with a firearm, and I understand that. And I respect that. And that's why I support Hero 2020 and their products. They have two products, the original Hero 2020 and a new product called the Arrow. The Arrow is a small, almost about the size of a remote control that you can just fit in a pocket, you can put it in a purse. But both of these products shoot a red, sticky pepper gel. One's a pepper powder, a pepper spray, and one's a pepper gel. And it sticks on the body of your assailant, causing incredible pain, causing them to drop to the ground and giving you time to escape and call 911. Both of the products are concealable. You don't need a permit. And they're both incredibly effective. I've actually touched the pepper gel myself. I don't want to get covered in it. So you should get one of these for yourself or a loved one or someone that you know that wants to exercise self-defense, which everyone should, but you don't want to carry a firearm. So here's what you do. You go to this website, hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll tell you what the requirements are to get onto social media coming up next.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Weekend with Mike Brown. Glad to have you with me. Remember, text the word Mike to 33103, 33103, Mike or Michael to that number. In fact, some of your text messages I'm going to address either probably in the next segment or the next hour. Some good texts already coming in. And you want to subscribe to the podcast, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. And when you subscribe to the podcast on that website, you get both the weekend and you also get the daily podcast on my local program in Denver. So I'd appreciate you subscribing to it. So we're talking about this bill, the Mature Act. I just hate it when they do that. The making age verification technology uniform, robust, and effective. And it would require the social media companies themselves to verify that a person is over the age of, or is at least 16 years of age, before they can use their social media. So whether that might be, I don't know, does that include YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat? I mean, every social media platform or every kind of messaging service I can think of. He says that, quote, children suffer every day from the effects of social media. Yeah, and you know what? Children suffer every day from the effects of television. Children suffer the effects every day from, I don't know, crappy diets. Children suffer every single day from the effects of just about everything. Growing up, you know, the social pressures. One of the great things about, I think about any sort of educational circumstance, whether that be public education, private education, a parochial school, whatever it is, I think one of the objectives of a school setting is to teach kids how to socialize. You know, one of the things that we always do with our dogs, I have a new Leonberger pup. Had her for 3 or 4 months now. She just turned a year old. Well, one of the things I do with her, much like I did with my children, did you hear that Michael Brown says he does the same thing to his kids he does to his dogs? I socialize them. I take them out so they can meet other dogs and understand and meet other people for that matter. So they learn the appropriate behavior around other dogs, other animals. You know, don't chase the squirrels. Don't yank the leash out of my hand when we're walking. I train them. Kids socialize in school. So then, in addition to requiring that they figure out some way to verify someone's age before they can either download or use an app, it would also set up regular audits that the Federal Trade Commission would conduct at least once every 6 months to ensure that the, and I'm using air quotes here, the large platforms are complying. Well, what about the small platforms? So you're already making exceptions. The FTC would conduct the audits by comparing the age verification data from a random sample of all accounts since the previous audit and compare that to state and federal records to confirm the user's ages. So not only are we going to put an additional burden on the social media platforms, but we're going to expand the role of government. The role of government now is the FTC now is going to have to do audits. So they're going to have to collect all of this data. Once again, you know, Josh Hawley, you call yourself a conservative? Screw you, you're not. What you're doing here is you are taking the FTC and making it even larger and putting even more requirements on it. So I'll take a deep breath. But it's just one of the things that came out in the news this week that absolutely drives me nuts. Absolutely drives me nuts. So, high school, ask employees to avoid inviting white people. Seems a little segregationist to me. That's coming up next. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't go away.
Sam's was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Fans of the hit TV show Scandal can now revisit every episode on Unpacking the Toolbox, a Scandal Rewatch podcast, hosted by the cast members behind Quinn Perkins and Huff. So, Gladiators, grab some Gettysburger and relive Scandal's most iconic OMG moments.
We would be in like 110 degrees in a wool coat.
Yep.
I mean, the chafing that was going on in my pencil skirt. I deserve all the acting awards, people.
Listen to Unpacking the Toolbox, the Scandal Rewatch podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Subscribe to the podcast by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. If you like what you hear on the weekend, you ought to listen during the week, too. You can do all of that by simply looking for this program, The Situation with Michael Brown, on the iHeartRadio app. So a California school district, you know, I've heard this has happened a couple of times now. And it drives me crazy, because if we invert the story and we change the language of the story, people will naturally be offended by it. I don't know why people are offended by it the way the story is served up to us. A California school district held an event for employees of color, but wanted educators or warned educators that they should not invite their white peers because of feelings of uneasiness and mistrust. Well, let's not even go one inch further in this story. Let's just stop right there. I don't care about any other details of this story other than that. First, it's a school. So that means it's supported by tax dollars, which means then that it is required, as part of receiving federal tax funds, and I know it's a California school district, but don't tell me that school districts don't get federal tax dollars. They do. They get all sorts of grants that get handed down by the U.S. Department of Education that goes to the California, you know, State Department of Education, which then gets doled out to local school districts. And even if you discount that, the taxpayers of California pay for these schools. And as such, you cannot discriminate. I thought we were beyond that. I thought we were living in a post-racial society. I thought that we were supposed to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. But here's what drives me nuts. Don't invite your white peers because of feelings of uneasiness and mistrust. If that's the case, then you got a problem on both sides, black and white, or purple and blue, or whatever the colors are in this school. If you have feelings of uneasiness and mistrust, you don't do it by further exacerbating feelings of mistrust and uneasiness by segregating each other. The Accolades Union High School District, somewhere up in the San Francisco Bay Area, held this event back on February 8, 10 days ago. Dr. Lena McFadder-Harris, the Director of Student Support at Support Equity and Inclusion for the district, reminded employees their white peers should not be invited to participate, according to an email shared exclusively by Libs of TikTok. Oh, Libs of TikTok. Libs of TikTok that got banned for a while before Elon Musk took over Twitter, because you know what Libs of TikTok does? It's kind of funny, because it's, if you don't understand what they do, and you just hear that, oh, there's an account called Libs of TikTok, you might think that, well, this is a bunch of liberals posting a bunch of liberal gobbledygook. Well, what it really is, it's a conservative woman that scours TikTok to find this insanity posted by people, and then puts it up, and thus the name Libs of TikTok. It's the Libs on TikTok. Here's the email. Hello, POCC staff. I'm just pausing because it just irritates me. Hello, POCC staff. We are ready for our first coming together in 2023. We are looking forward to seeing our people of color in the district. Please invite any employee of color to this event. Be reminded that we have avoided inviting people that are not of color, as there remains feelings of uneasiness and mistrust, and we need this to be a safe space for our people of color. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. Yeah, I got some questions. I got some concerns. One, I don't know what the genesis is of the feelings of uneasiness or mistrust. But maybe what you ought to do is have some sort of, you know, like an AA meeting and get everybody together, whites and blacks, all other minorities, all other ethnicities, and get it together, and get together in a meeting somewhere, get your circle of chairs, and everybody admit they got a problem. That's what you do. Now, if these teachers and administrators want to go off on their own time, not using school email, and they want to go out and they want to segregate among themselves and have only their people, can you imagine? I want you to stop and think for a moment. I'm sitting here in Denver in the iHeartMedia studios in Denver. And we have a diverse group of people that work here. People of different sexual preferences, people of different immutable characteristics, handicapped people, Asian people, black people, white people. What if I said something to the effect, I want to get all of the white employees together. I don't want the blacks. I don't want the Asians. I don't want the Mexicans. I don't want the Hispanics. I don't want the Jews. I don't want the Sikhs. I don't want the Hindus. I don't want anybody else. I don't want the gays. I don't want the transgenders. I don't want anybody else. I just want the cisgender white males to get together so that we can have our meeting because we don't like the rest of you being around. I'd be run out of town. Probably a violation of my contract with iHeart, which exercises and acts on a non-discriminatory basis. The idea that you're going to solve racial issues by further segregating the society shows how in almost every aspect of American society in the year 2023, we have gone through a cycle of battling the Civil Rights Act, of everybody arguing back in the 50s, and you know, still had lynchings, and you still had the KKK. And I know you still got the bigots out there. You got the bigots on every group has a bigot in it, every single group. And if you deny that, you're in denial yourself. But then to segregate yourself further seems to fly in the face of what we're trying to accomplish. If you're uneasy with me as a white person, then maybe you ought to come and tell me, have I done something? And if you come and ask me, have I done something, I might ask you, why are you uneasy with me? Why? What have I done? Give me an example of what I've done. Same thing happened here in Colorado. Centennial Elementary School in Denver was criticized for hosting a Families of Color playground night based on feedback they had received from the parents. Huh. Makes me wonder what the parents are inculcating with their children if they want to have a separate playground night for their children. In a statement to Fox News, Centennial Elementary said at the time, our school leaders met with some of the black families whose children attend our school to determine ways for these families to feel more included in our school community. Some of these families shared with us that since the only time many of them see one another is at drop-off and pick-up times, we host some events where black families can meet one another, connect with one another, and share their experiences about the school with one another. If the parents want to do that, let the parents go off and do it. But don't use tax dollars and tax-funded facilities to further segregate this society. It's like we've just gone full circle. It's just like rather than trying to judge people by the content of their character and seeing people for who they are, rather than immutable characteristics of an individual, we've gone backwards. Now, when news broke in Colorado of this story, like in California, suddenly it was, oh, wait a minute. Oh, all families are welcome to attend all of our events. And families from a variety of backgrounds have done so. I've asked myself, if I heard, and it would never happen, I'm just using it as an example, that iHeart Denver was hosting a reception for all of the Asian employees, or all the Black employees, would I show up? Now, because I'm just kind of a troublemaker, I probably would. I'd probably just show up and say, you know, hey, hi. I understand that maybe I don't look like you. I understand that maybe we've got different pigmentation. I understand we might have different social economic backgrounds. I understand we might have all these differences we want to point out. But I don't want to focus on the differences. I want to find out what we have in common. Oh, yeah, we're all human beings. And we all come from diverse backgrounds. I thought we were supposed to celebrate that. Back in February of last year, a year ago, the Wheeler School in Rhode Island hosted another similar event where a teacher invited students to attend a celebrity event for the Students of Color Affinity Group, which was open to anyone who identifies as a student of color or multiracial. There's that word, who identifies. Do you identify, or are you? At some point, rather than continuing to divide the country, we ought to stand up against this. I mean, I would love, I mean, I know where Malcolm X stood on these things. I know where Dr. King stood on these things. I know where Senator Byrd, the Grand Wizard of the KKK, stood on these things. I understand with all these historical figures, and I understood where they stood and at their time, at that moment in history, where they stood on these issues. But I'll tell you where I stand on them today. I'm tired. I'm really tired of us regressing and going backwards, rather than just saying, you know what? We all have our own lived experiences. We all have our own cultural backgrounds that we came from. We all have all of these differences. But why can't we celebrate? And why can't we try to reinforce that we're all human beings made in the image of God, and that what we ought to do is try to break down these differences and instead celebrate our commonality as human beings? It riles me up because as a Christian, and it doesn't make any difference to me whether you are Jewish or Buddhist or Hindu or Sikh or agnostic or atheist or whatever, makes no difference to me. In your religion, whether it's Buddhist, whether it's the God of David, whatever it is, Muhammad, everyone believes that we were made in the image of that Creator. So I believe that we are made in the image of God, and that thus being made in the image of God, that is the most basic commonality that I have with every human being on this earth, even if they don't have the same religious belief that I do. But over time, whether it's a segregated school dorm, whether it's a segregated school, it's a segregated program, it's a segregated this, segregated that, suddenly everything is regressing back to segregation. And it's all being done in political correctness. And it's all being done because none of us, I shouldn't say none of us, because too many of us don't want to try to overcome those differences, don't want to try to find that common ground that those on the political left, in the political sense, always tells we're supposed to do. Then when it comes to our political differences, we're supposed to find common ground. But when it comes to our racial, ethnic, sexual, physical, whatever else it is, differences, then suddenly the idea of trying to find common ground goes out the window. Drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts. When you think about it's an example of victimhood, and that everybody wants to be a victim in one way or another. And I'll give you an example of that with the shooting at the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs that occurred. I forget when it occurred now. But the people that were victims of that shooter that night are now speaking out about something. And I think it shows that, maybe victimhood has become the standard today. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, real quickly, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. I promise at the top of the next hour I'll get some of your text messages. So we had this shooting at this gay nightclub in Colorado, Club Q. And Colorado established something called the Colorado Healing Fund. It's a nonprofit. It was created back in 2018. And it was created as a, quote, secure way for people like you and me to contribute to victims of mass casualty crimes. But everywhere you turn, there are critics of the Colorado Healing Fund. Because like any other organization, it has administrative costs, it has overhead costs, and then they have to make subjective, not objective, but subjective decisions about how to spend the money that Coloradans, for example, give to this healing fund. It shows why government should stay out of these kinds of issues. Because some are critical of the organization for using upwards of 10% of the money that I might donate to them on operating expenses, such as executive director salary, office-related overhead expenses. They've had to go out and secure anonymous underwriters. Now, they don't tell us who they are, but anonymous underwriters to pay for the administrative costs for their fundraising. Well, any organization has to pay administrative costs to raise money for their program. It's a fact of life. But what I find funny is that some of the people who are entitled under the law to get some of this money believe indeed that not only are they entitled, but that it's their money. Some of the victims have actually said, this is our money. Everybody wants a piece of the pie.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Fans of the hit TV show Scandal can now revisit every episode on Unpacking the Toolbox, a Scandal Rewatch podcast, hosted by the cast members behind Quinn Perkins and Huck. So, gladiators, grab some Gettysburger and relive Scandal's most iconic OMG moments.
We would be in like 110 degrees in a wool coat.
Yep.
I mean, the chafing that was going on in my pencil skirt. I deserve all the acting awards, people.
Listen to Unpacking the Toolbox, a Scandal Rewatch podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is leading an effort to dismantle all DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion departments in state universities. Will Hyld with the Consumers Research Organization says that's a good idea.
I hope every state in the union replicates this. These things are unconstitutional. The idea that they even exist is an affront to our system.
A U.S. military raid in Syria has left a senior leader of ISIS dead. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The helicopter raid in northeast Syria left the ISIS leader dead, and four American service members were wounded during that military operation.
An explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one other working dogs suffering some injuries.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the troops and working dog are in stable condition. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
The FBI will soon be taking a look at all of the Chinese balloon debris that's been recovered.
U.S. officials say the military has finished efforts to recover the remnants of the large balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Analysis of the debris so far reinforces conclusions that it was a Chinese spy balloon. Officials say the U.S. believes that Navy, Coast Guard, and FBI personnel collected all of the balloon debris off the ocean floor. This includes key equipment from the payload that could reveal what information it was able to monitor and collect. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tate County Sheriff Brad Lance says a 52-year-old suspect is in custody in the Mississippi shootings that took six lives.
Without being able to say this is what triggered this or this is why this happened is what's the real scary part.
They say the motive remains a mystery. It was a mixed bag for investors on Friday as the week came to an end. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 129 points. This is SRN News.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Amazon is instructing its corporate and tech workers to return to the office at least three times per week starting May 1st.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy reveals in a memo to staff that the e-commerce behemoth officially requires corporate and tech employees to go back into the office at least 3 days per week starting May 1st. Senior leadership evaluated what worked during the pandemic, concluding that employees' engagement and collaboration increases when interacting in person. Meanwhile, fully working remotely plagued company culture and hindered collaboration on important innovation. The details behind the new hybrid work model are a work in progress. Edwin Mora reporting.
A farm worker charged with killing seven people last month in back-to-back shootings at two Northern California mushroom farms has pleaded not guilty. Chun-Li Zhao is charged with seven counts of murder. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The governing body of Formula One is clarifying its ban on driver comments.
Recently issued guidance barred drivers from making political, religious, and personal statements without prior consent and expressed no limitations on where that restriction applied. Drivers were nearly unanimous in their criticism of the ruling. Friday's clarification puts limits on when the FIA can apply the rules The restrictions will be upheld during pre- and post-race events and on the track. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Climate change is coming for your coffee in Canada.
Researchers at the University of Quebec claim that lowering coffee intake could combat climate change due to the reduction in pollution from making a pot. In an analysis published in The Conversation, the group said, quote, limiting your contribution to climate change requires an adapted diet, and coffee is no exception.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting, and the group says choosing a mode of coffee preparation with a lower carbon footprint is the goal. More details at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Whether you're listening on the podcast, you're listening live, you're listening on a delay, whatever it is, I appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. Heck, even you goobers can remember this. First and foremost, text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103, 33103. I want to get to text messages in just a moment. The second thing is, if you want to follow me on social media, despite I am over the age of 16, so I can safely engage in social media. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, go back and listen to the first hour. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all of that, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. And I want to mention something about the podcast. There seems to be a little bit of confusion about the podcast, at least among one listener, maybe. And he knows who he is, maybe not everybody else. The easiest way to subscribe to the podcast is to go to that webpage, michaelsaysgohere.com. And I say that's the easiest way because the podcasts for both my weekday program, which is heard in Denver, Colorado, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. on 630 KHAL, and this podcast, which is heard on 300-plus stations around the country from noon to 3 East Coast time, both of those are located on that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, so that you can, there's one place to subscribe. You get 3 separate hours of this program, and you get 4 separate hours per day of the Morning Drive program by simply going to that one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. We're trying to get all of those consolidated on Apple Podcasts and iTunes and everywhere else, but right now that's the easiest way to do it, is simply going to that page, michaelsaysgohere.com. And while you're over there, follow me on social media. Show Senator Hawley that you're over the age, you know, maybe I should require. Maybe we should have an age requirement to listen to this program. I told you I wanted to do some of the text messages. I want to do those before I get to a couple of stories that I want to cover this hour. But one is, let's see. And remember, I call you guys goobers, and that's a term of endearment. Somebody was offended by that. If you're offended by it, you really should go chill out a little bit. But Goober number 9056 writes this, Michael, being an American is a state of mind, not race. Well, there's all different ways to interpret that. Inflection, are you saying that being an American is not about race, it's about a state of mind? Well, actually, I kind of disagree with all of that. Because being an American is uniquely about all of those things. Being an American is a state of mind in the sense that we have certain common beliefs. At least, I thought we did at one time. And that is that we believe in the right of free speech. We believe in the right of the free exercise of religion. We believe that we ought to be secure in our papers, houses, and belongings against, you know, unreasonable searches and seizures. If you gather what I'm doing, I'm going through the Bill of Rights. That we believe in a small R Republican form of government. But you know, what does that mean, a small R Republican form of government? We live in a republic, which is a constitutional form of government. And that Republican form of government has nothing to do with party. It has to do with we are a representative democracy. We are a representative republic. That means that we have engaged in this great experiment of a social contract between all of us that says at all levels of government, school boards, city councils, state legislators, congressmen, senators, presidents, we elect people to go to state capitals, to go to school boards, to go to county commissions, to go to wherever, to represent all of us. And that ultimately all of us as the people hold the power. And I have this argument with my listeners, not an argument, but I have this debate with my listeners all the time here in Denver, that if we don't like the way things are, we ultimately have the power to change that. Now, if we don't like the direction the country has gone over, say, the past 40 or 50 years, we're not going to change that with the election of one president. We're not going to change that with the election of one Congress. We're not going to change that on a dime. You can't undo decades of progressive liberal Democrat policies. You can't undo those in one election cycle. It's going to take a lot of election cycles. And it means that people who, you know, 98%, I may be off by a few percentage points, but 98% of all incumbents at all levels of government get reelected. Rarely does a challenger unseat an incumbent. And when it happens, I know it's rare because when it happens, it makes news. Why, such and such, who's been in Congress for the past 457 years, was suddenly unseated by some young whippersnapper. And by young whippersnapper, we mean was, 75 years old. Because all the other people in Congress are all 102 years old. The reason we don't get that change that we want is because we think the only thing we have to do is vote. And we've been taught that. The way to participate in American democracy, which is a misnomer, but the way to participate in American democracy is to vote. That's the one way. That's one way to participate in American democracy. It's not a very effective way. Because if all you do is just vote, that's like you wait and just say, you know what, I want a refrigerator. And I want to buy a new refrigerator. And you leave it up to everybody else to pick out what kind of refrigerator you want. Do you want a side-by-side? Do you want a freezer on bottom? Do you want no freezer? Do you want stainless steel? Do you want ceramic? What color do you want it? You know, what size do you want it? I mean, every possible aspect of a refrigerator. If all you say is, I want a refrigerator, that's the equivalent of just voting. Yeah, I just voted for your refrigerator. Well, congratulations. That means you're going to get not what you wanted, but you're going to get just, well, because somebody offered a refrigerator for sale, I just bought that refrigerator because, well, I only had a choice between those two refrigerators. You didn't do anything. If all you do is just wait to vote, then you didn't do anything to help determine what kind of refrigerator you're going to get or what you're going to get. You just waited until somebody showed up and said, hey, I got two refrigerators back here on the truck. You got to pick one. Which one do you want? Well, I don't really want either one of those. Well, you should have thought about that before I showed up. The point that I'm making is, if you don't like the people that are running for office, you've got to get involved long before they start running for office. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to run for office, but it means that you've got to be involved in that process. And maybe you get so, maybe you go so far back in that process that the way you influence who one of those two people are that you get to choose between when it comes time to vote on election day is you persuaded somebody that you thought would be a really good X, I don't care what it is, an elected official, that you persuaded them to go run for office. And then you supported them. You helped them get organized. You helped them raise money. You devoted some of your time. You devoted your energy. You devoted some of your resources, whether that's money, whatever it might be. The people who say, well, I voted. I hate those stickers. Says I voted. As if I'm supposed to, what, sing the hallelujah chorus? Because you voted? BFD. BFD. You went out and you voted. So you sat on your ass, sat on your fat ass, let everybody else do all the choosing, do all the selection, and then you voted, and you put a little sticker on your shirt. Oh, look at me, I voted. Well, you know what? Sucks to be you, doesn't it? Because you let everybody else make the two choices for you. It's not easy. Living in freedom, living in a Republican small r, I'm going to quit saying that, living in a Republican form of government is not an easy task. It requires citizen participation at all levels, at all time, all the time. Michael, I'm too busy. I'm raising four kids, taking care of the grandkids, and you know, my job requires me to work 60 hours a week. I know that. Your job, if you want to bitch about it, if you want to bitch about your choices, is to then figure out some way that you can get involved to make sure that the choice you finally get come election day is not just Billy and Bob, that it's not just Sally and Sue, that it's somebody else that was chosen by you. So back to that text, Michael, being American is a state of mind, not race. But we cannot say that, well, okay, being an American is a state of mind and it's not about race. That then says that we either choose or are required to ignore the effects that race has had on this country. And we can't do that. We can't ignore the effects that race has had on this country any more than we can choose to ignore the effects that 9/11 or Afghanistan or the Korean War or the Vietnam War or World War II or World War I or the Civil War or the War of 1812 or the Revolutionary War. That would be like ignoring all of our history. Just as you and I as individuals are products of our environment, which includes our parents, our grandparents, whoever raised us, the schools that we went to, the education that we got, the socioeconomic background that we grew up in, all of those things, all of that makes us who we are. And race makes us who we are in this country. It's one aspect. It's not everything. One thing. So, Michael, being American is a state of mind, not race. Maybe it's just the vagaries of a limited amount of characters that you can use in a text message, but I'm not quite certain what you meant by that. Gubernator number 3629 sent a text message that says this, Mike, this Hawley bill, let me tell you what the Hawley bill is, the Mature Act. I don't remember what Mature Act stands for. I don't care. But what the bill does is it requires two things. It requires social media companies to verify that anyone who's using their social media platforms is at least 16 years of age. And then it goes even further and requires the Federal Trade Commission to then do audits at least every 6 months and compare what the social media companies say based on randomized, you know, just a random sample of their users against, get this, to compare that random sample against a database of the age And I guess you'd have to know the sex of the child also. The name, the age, and the sex of the child. And I'd like to know, how the hell does the Federal Trade Commission know the age of my granddaughter that's in high school? How do you know that? That kind of bugs me. But, so that's the Hawley Bill. But Gubernator 3629 says, Mike, this Hawley Bill is something none of us need to worry about because it's never going to happen. That's when you ought to start getting worried, is when you say that something's never going to happen. Because members of Congress will turn around and fool you, and you'll never realize what happened. It's just when you think it's not going to happen that it does happen. College admission standards are in the news. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Hang tight. College admissions coming up next.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you joining in. Text word Mike to 33103. Mike or Michael to 33103. So dumbassery can just actually be applied to almost any institution, and you get almost exactly identical results every time you do. For example, the art establishment, which I've always found fascinating. Art and fashion, I just find fascinating. You know, you think about stuff you see on the runway, the fashion runway. How many people actually wear that stuff? Who really wears it? I don't. Do you? I mean, the furthest I go is I'm a sneaker freak. So, you know, I love sneakers. Not just for their stylishness, which is a contradiction in terms to think about Michael Brown as stylish. But art and fashion, and they both succumbed to dumbassery a long time ago. For example, like with art, a blank canvas. You don't do anything. You just take a canvas and put a canvas up, staple it to a frame, hang it. That's my art. Really? Tell me what it means. Well, I took the canvas and I stapled it to the frame and I put some hangers on it and I hung it up and that was my art. Okay, well, sucks to be you. Good luck selling that. Except that somebody probably will buy it. Well, higher education has fallen to the same kind of stupidity. This is how you get accepted to Stanford University. Not exactly a slacker school. After completing his Stanford application, high school senior Ziad Ahmed, is that giving any indication about who Ziad might be? Ziad Ahmed realized an important component was missing amid a flurry of standardized test scores and extracurricular activities. He had failed to put in his application his voice and his passion. That's when Ahmed took a gamble. In response to the question asking, "What matters to you and why?" the teenager wrote something exactly 100 times, just one line after another, for 100 times. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Now, unlike a lot of the suckers who actually tried to get admitted to Stanford on merit, Ahmed was accepted. The essay was in support of other qualifications. Now, help me understand how that essay, hashtag Black Lives Matter 100 times, is in support of his other qualifications. As a Muslim American, Ahmed described himself as an unapologetic progressive activist and an ally to the Black Lives Matter movement. Quote, "Islamophobia has certainly been a priority of mine in my advocacy, but it is connected to the legacy of racism and oppression that the black community continues to face," he said. So Ahmed got accepted to Stanford, Yale, and Princeton, and I would say presumably probably for the exact same reasons. Considering his capacity for spreading BS, he probably should have applied to, an agricultural college. Pretty good at spreading manure. An institution is infected with dumbassery. He's like a horse with a broken leg. All you ought to do is just put it out of its misery. You can't save the horse. You can't save an institution that's infected with dumbassery. And you should go look for an alternative to get you where you need to go. And now, medicine has been subverted. You can expect life expectancy to decline. Columbia did something. We got Stanford, Yale, Harvard. Let's go to Columbia. Stay tuned, because coming up next, I want to go to Columbia for a minute and tell you how they're kind of engaged in, well, unadulterated dumbassery also. Hey, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I will be right back.
Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, 33103, and go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, to download, to subscribe to the podcast, follow me on social media. Despite the fact that I'm under the age of 16, I don't qualify, but go ahead and follow me anyway. So, you know, since the days of the Greeks, doctors have always been guided by what's called the Hippocratic Oath. And the Hippocratic Oath is where physicians pledge to administer only beneficial treatment and in the best clause of the oath, to refrain from causing harm. The oath has always been, or seem as, obsolete lately. Now that, I don't know, now that sexually disfiguring, you know, kids in the name of transgenderism, before they even understand who they really are, it's, you know, and practicing medicine based on a political agenda as opposed on what's really, you know, the right treatment for an individual. Healthcare itself has become perverted. And I would say that probably the beachhead of that cultural Marxist Frankfurt school that has remained at the cutting edge of wokeness provides an alternative to the Hippocratic Oath, and that's Columbia University. The 140 members of the class of 2025 were welcomed into the profession of medicine at August White Coat Ceremony with the usual traditions, but there was one twist. The students decided. Now, I've never understood, like, when you... When are students in charge? I don't get that. Even when I was a rebellious teenager in high school, I understood who was in charge. Oh, I might have rebelled against it, but I understood who was in charge. They've decided on a new oath that, according to them, better reflects the values that they want to uphold as they start their medical training. And, of course, the values that better reflect their what they want in their medical training, lefty identity. I shouldn't even say lefty. Just identity politics in general. The Vagelos College of Physicians and Surgeons, class of 2025, has more students from underrepresented minority backgrounds than any medical school class in Columbia's history. I tell you that only because it only matters, I think, in terms of how they wanted to change the oath. Now, there was a time, in fact, there's still, for me, anyway, you know, every doctor I go to looks younger than I am. Every doctor I go to looks like he's, really, have you graduated from medical school yet? But there was a time when medical schools actually took pride in the students' aptitude. Where else do you think a meritocracy should apply than in medical school? You know, people who are going to, like, determine, you know, whether you live or die. People who are going to determine whether they're going to cut you open. And when they get inside there, like, ooh, look at that. Never seen that before. Shazam, what's that? Yeah, I want students in medical school, not based on their ideology, not that their ideology, I mean, they can have their ideology, but I want people in medical school that have an aptitude and that develop the skills and the training and the expertise that when they decide to cut me open or to prescribe me some sort of medication or to diagnose a disease or diagnose what the hell's wrong with me, which really make a plethora of doctors, I want it to be based on a meritocracy. But when you think about the fact that formerly medical schools took pride in a meritocracy, now they take pride in the students just not being white. Yeah, anything but white. ABW, anything but white. There's your new acronym for the day, ABW. Well, I don't think that bodes well for the future of healthcare, and I don't think it bodes well for all of us baby boomers who are aging. And the baby boomers that we used to go see as doctors, they're all retiring. because they're sick of medicine. And now all these young whippersnappers that we're going to go for our health care. Going forward now, each incoming medical doctor class at Columbia will have the opportunity to create its own oath. No longer the Hippocratic Oath. No, sirree, that's out the window. Here's how this year's oath starts. Well, technically, I should say last year's oath, because they decided this back in August. But it fits in with the story I want to do in just a second. Quote, "We enter the profession of medicine with appreciation for the opportunity to build on the scientific and humanistic achievements of the past. We also recognize the acts and systems of oppression effected in the name of medicine. We take this oath of service to begin building a future grounded in truth, restoration, and equity to fulfill medicine's capacity to liberate." Text the word Mike in 33103. And I'm pretty good at interpreting newspeak. I'm pretty good at interpreting this kind of new mamby-pamby identity politics bullcrap. I can't figure this one out. "We also recognize the acts and system of oppression effected in the name of medicine." Really? Now, have there been some occasions, and I do mean occasions, where maybe we've done something wrong as a country in the name of medicine? Yeah. But who has done more to advance medical science in this country? Who? No, nobody has. Just right here in little old Colorado, we have some of the most advanced medical facilities in the world. We have some of the most advanced medical device companies in the world right here. "We recognize the acts and systems of oppression effected in the name of medicine. We take this oath of service to begin building a future grounded in truth." Okay, well, that's good. Restoration? Restoration hardware? What? Restoration what? What are you trying to restore? Are you trying to restore my body back to a great specimen of the human condition? What? I don't think that's what they mean by restoration. And equity. You know what? When I go see a doctor, the last thing I'm thinking about is equity. When I go see a doctor, I'm expecting that doctor to treat me based on his expertise, his or her expertise, that says, here's how I diagnose you, and here's how I think, here's what I think the type of treatment that we ought to do with you to help resolve this medical issue. I don't give a rat's ass about it. I sound like Joe Biden, don't I? Whispering. I don't care about equity. No. I care about medicine. I care about the actual effective practice of medicine to fix whatever the hell's wrong with me. To cure me if you can. To fix me. So you get the loaded buzzwords of oppression, equity, and liberate that signify that medicine's not about medicine anymore. No. Like everything else that has fallen to the long march through the institutions of progressive leftism, it's about something other than medicine. And the fact that they're choosing their own oaths, I don't care what age you are, that'll scare the crap out of you. So it's not just medical students. It's also government. Government's doing the same thing. The federal government gluttonously consumes 31 cents of every dollar that Americans create. In fact, that might actually be higher now. I might be off on that figure. Because GDP, the gross domestic product, and the national debt are so out of whack now that the national debt now exceeds 100% of gross domestic product. So we're actually consuming probably much more than 31 cents of every dollar that Americans create. But what do we get in return for that? We get nothing. Because the government's just turned out to be pretty much useless. It doesn't defend the border from invasion. To grasp how useless governments become, there is an obesity epidemic that Fatima Cody Stanford, who is a member of Joe Biden's 2025 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, has something to say about obesity. And I'll tell you about what she has to say in just a minute. But first, you know, I am a lawyer by training. I haven't practiced in a while, but I still keep up with all legal issues and stuff. And if you have a trust, or maybe you have an estate plan, that's a great first step. But let me tell you, those trust and estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits or creditors putting things like your assets or various bank accounts in jeopardy. That's why I highly recommend Blake Harris Law, because Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and their money from those who would try to take it away from you in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you don't get in a traditional trust or estate plan. Now, you can have a traditional estate or trust plan, but you need more than that. This is not about tax evasion. This is about making certain that what you've earned stays yours and that you don't have to worry about people suing you. This is about making sure that you have your money when you want it, and Blake Harris can show you exactly how to do that. I know you have questions, so set up a free consultation. Call Blake Harris right now at this number. You tell him Michael Brown sent you. 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or check out Blake online. Go to the website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. When we get back, why Biden's dietary expert is actually clueless, another doctor clueless, this time about obesity. I'll be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to stay tuned, well, I do want you to stay tuned. Next hour, I've gotten several questions about the Ohio railroad disaster and why FEMA's not involved. Let me tell you at the top of the next hour why I think FEMA should be involved and what the Stafford Act says are the requirements for FEMA to be involved, and why I think this meets the requirements. I'll explain that in the next hour. So this whole wokeness that's infecting just almost every aspect of society, medicine's not any different. So there is Joe Biden's 2025 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. And on that committee is a woman by the name of Fatima Cody Stanford. Stanford is a doctor that specializes in obesity medicine at Mass General in Boston. She says that diet and exercise have very little impact on obesity, something that affects nearly half of all Americans. So I was curious when I read that because, those of you who listen to me in Denver know my producer, Mr. Dragon Redbeard, has gone from an excess of, I think, 300-some pounds, and he's down now to, I don't know, like 200-something. It's a phenomenal journey that he has taken to lose weight. And I admire his tenacity, and I admire his willingness to change his diet, to exercise. And in fact, if you want to see it, you can go to his Instagram account, at Dragon Redbeard. He will do his exercises every single day. He speeds it up into about a 60-second video. And before and after, he explains to you what he's doing and why he's doing it. He is living proof that diet and exercise have a lot to do with obesity. He'll tell you, and I'm not speaking out of turn here, he said it on air during the Morning Drive program, that he was a guy that just shoveled everything and anything into his mouth, constantly eating. Way overeating. But here is a doctor specializing in obesity at Mass General in Boston that says diet and exercise have very little impact on a disease that affects nearly half of us. She says the number one cause of obesity is genetics. She appeared on 60 Minutes.
If you diet, you lose weight, right?
The number one cause of obesity is genetics. That means if you are born to parents that have obesity, you have a 50 to 85% likelihood of having the disease yourself, even with optimal diet, exercise, sleep management, stress management. So when people see families that have obesity, the assumption is, what are they feeding those kids?
Leslie Stahl, who's the interviewer on the 60 Minutes episode, is looking at her with this quizzical look like, I find that hard to believe. She went on to elaborate during the interview to claim that an overwhelming majority of U.S. doctors hold a bias toward obese patients, and that doctors fail to affirm the identity of obese people by recommending that they lose weight. Fat phobia. Fat phobia constitutes not merely bigotry, but oppression, according to this ideology. So I guess since there are always going to be fat people, maybe Pfizer can impose equity with a mandatory drug to make everybody else obese. We should all be obese then. I should just give up. I think when I finish the program, I think I'm just going to go over to Crumble Cookie and just have a big old fat, you know, gigantic chocolate chip cookie and forget about the fact that I'm trying to get rid of these additional 7 pounds I need to get rid of. Loyola University is doing the same thing. Applicants at Loyola claim that internships are intended to encourage medical students from racial and ethnic groups that are underrepresented in medicine to consider pursuing a career in academic surgery. So applicants are limited to those who identify, that's the key word now, who identify as African American or Black or Hispanic or American Indian or Alaska Native or Pacific Islander. Under liberal hegemony, the primary purpose of healthcare is the same as for journalism, education, entertainment, everything else, just to impose their dumbassery. That is the only effective purpose of crippling, expensive federal government. Just dumbassery galore everywhere. So, coming up next, the Ohio train disaster is now, what, 2 weeks old? And everyone's complaining that, you know, it took the EPA administrator about a week to show up. FEMA has not shown up. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, has not shown up. The president hasn't gone. They're told to drink the drinking water, but fish are dying in the river. And people want to know why FEMA hasn't shown up. I have the same question. Let me explain what the Stafford Act says about it next and why I think FEMA should show up. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 3300.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Fans of the hit TV show Scandal can now revisit every episode on Unpacking the Toolbox, a Scandal Rewatch podcast, hosted by the cast members behind Quinn Perkins and Huck. So, gladiators, grab some Gettysburger and relive Scandal's most iconic OMG moments.
We would be in like 110 degrees in a wool coat.
Yep.
I mean, the chafing that was going on in my pencil skirt, I deserve all the acting awards, people.
Listen to Unpacking the Toolbox, the Scandal Rewatch podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. heatingandair.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.